And those lines are open right now. Volunteers standing by.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner on WCNO.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgarner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I remember when you were a kid and we used to play the game hide and go seek. It actually involved having to use your mind and your body. Remember that? It's a little bit more complicated than Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3. Because you don't just sit there with your thumbs, brain dead, staring at the screen. You actually have to move around a little bit and get your heart beating. How many know what I'm talking about? Hide and go seek was a very complicated game for a lot of us. Because you had to be very creative and your mind had to be challenged on where you were going to hide. And some of us were a little bit too big to hide in some places. And what would happen is you'd get everybody all together and you'd pick somebody who was going to be it. You're going to be it. And the person that was it would have to find everybody else that was hiding. And the whole group would go off to hide. And the person that was it would count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then what? Ready or not, here I come. And they would let everybody know if you're hiding, here they come. And that means if you ain't hid yet, you better get hid quick. Ready or not, here I come. In other words, you ought to be in position by now, and if you're not, too late, we're coming anyway. Come on, somebody. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this concept this morning. Ready or not, here we go. Because it's really not about my agenda or your agenda. Amen? How many of you found out in your life that God never really takes into account your situation to determine what He's going to do next? We realize that, don't we? Is there anybody here today that you felt like God has started to do something in your life that you really weren't ready for before? I'm not ready, Lord. What do you mean? You want me to go to Africa next week, huh? If we're being honest this morning, then God never seems to take my business into consideration, does He? And He doesn't check my calendar, and He doesn't check my agenda, and He doesn't check with me to see if it's convenient or if it's inconvenient before He decides He wants to do something in my life. One thing that we need to understand as believers in the kingdom is that we really don't have seasons of convenience. Let me try that again. One of the other things that we need to understand as believers is that we really do not have seasons of convenience. We have seasons of opportunity. How many recognize that when God begins to do things in your life, it's not always the most convenient time for us? You might not have your shoes on yet when He tells you to go. Amen? In fact, if we go further in the book of Joshua, we would find out that when God told Joshua to pack everybody up and cross the River Jordan, that the River Jordan was at flood stage. It wasn't a very convenient time to be crossing the river. Matter of fact, the more convenient time would be to do it when it was not flood stage. Amen? Come on, I just believe in the house today that there's some people in here that have come to a place in their lives that you don't care if it's the right time or not, ready or not, here we go. You don't care if it's inconvenient or if it's convenient, if you're prepared or not prepared, if you're ready or not ready, you just want to see something different manifest in the Spirit, ready or not, here we go. Amen? Amen. Is there anybody in the house that's ready to go? Amen. How many understand this morning that God wants to develop in us as believers and position us for what he has for us? Amen. That he's preparing us for what he's prepared for us. Listen, don't miss this. In the kingdom, kingdom protocol is that change is inevitable. How many understand there's kingdom protocol? How many understand in the kingdom there's a king? How many understand the kingdom of God is not a democracy? You don't get a vote. You don't have representation. You don't elect somebody to go represent you. You've got Jesus for representation, and we obey the Father. He's the king. He's the good king. He's the great king. That's kingdom protocol. God said it. I believe it. I do it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And kingdom protocol says that change is always inevitable. Change is always coming to the kingdom believers. Change is always coming in the kingdom. God is changing us daily. As a matter of fact, when we were talking about identity theft, our theme verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The very beginning stages of your walk with the Lord embraces change. I think the NIV says it this way. The old is gone and the new has come. Change. Change. So one of the things we understand is even in the beginning stages, from the very beginning of this call of God on our life, change becomes a constant in our lives. God is constantly shaping us and molding us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I thought the Holy Spirit was just supposed to bring comfort to the afflicted. No. Sometimes he comes to afflict the comfortable. Well, sometimes we get complacent. So one of the things that we've got to understand is that change is inevitable in our lives. Amen. Old things are gone. New things have come. Everything becomes new in our life. That word new right there means everything becomes new and it's in a state of becoming new. It's constantly renewing itself. In the Greek, we translate that to the Latin, and from the Latin to the English, it's the word metamorphosis. Remember the Incredible Hulk? Yeah. You got that, what's that? That radiation? Gamma radiation. Yeah. And he would go through a metamorphosis. Don't get me angry. And he would go through this metamorphosis, and he went from little skinny Dr. David Banner to a big green looking Hulk. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did anybody watch that?
Yeah.
Ripped his shirt off, ripped everything off but them pants. I don't understand how he kept the pants. Made for TV. I remember high school science, metamorphosis. Comes from two Latin words. The first Latin word is meta. It means to change or come out from something or supersede outside of what you were originally. So you move outside or away from that thing that you are and you move into a new form. Watch this. It's the story of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. It's the story of a tadpole becoming a frog. Come on, is anybody seeing that this morning? It's the story of old becoming new. It's the story of Jason, dead and lost in sin, getting born again and becoming Jason the saint. See, this ain't the Catholic Church. Once you get saved here, you're already a saint. You ain't got to be voted into sainthood. You are saint now. Come on, that's good news. Amen. Woo. How many of you recognize that the caterpillar is doomed to crawl on the ground and crawl on trees and crawl through the dirt? Amen. But he recognizes that there's something in me more than my present experience. And he comes to a time in his life where it's determined that he's not going to keep on walking through the dirt and crawling the rest of his life. And he moves himself into this thing called a cocoon. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? Anybody watch the Discovery Channel? And in that cocoon, it gets really dark for a while, don't it? It gets kind of dark in there. And the world looking on looks at the caterpillar and goes, he's done. He done blew it. He done made a mess out of his life. He's dead. He's finished. It's not over. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's not over for you. It's not over for you. Oh, Jesus, somebody needs to hear that. People looking on saying, oh, this ain't never going to work. He's finished. He's down for the last count. He's over. He's done. But how many know that while he's in that cocoon, something on the inside of him is beginning to change. He's beginning to take on a different form. He's beginning to feel differently. And he might have went in one thing, but he's about to come out something entirely different.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, good morning. The time 11:14 here at WCNO Radio. Well, it's almost 11:15, just a few seconds away. And we are here once again today to attempt to finish up some fundraising that we need to take care of. to make sure that WCNO has the resources to continue operating for the months ahead. Many of you already know that we came up a little short of our goal, and we are back here today attempting to finish up this fundraising. We never ask you for more than we need, and of course we have to raise the budget in order to meet our expenses, and we hope that you appreciate that and understand that's why we're here today. Karen's here. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
And we have Kathy out at the phones, and I believe we have others coming in to answer phones this morning. But the phone lines are open right now for those of you that wish to call and give and pledge your support to WCNO. Make a gift of support. Sometimes people like to give a one-time gift and say, look, this is what I can give right now. And they send that in, and it helps to make it possible for Christian Radio to operate, this Christian radio station. And through your giving, we've been on the air for a number of years now, since 1990, Karen. We've been on the air. And it's been exciting to see how God has touched so many lives over the years. We had a call, what was it, just the other day from a fella talking about, you were mentioning it yesterday, about the phone call that you got.
The voicemail.
Yeah.
That we had. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was so touched. You know, it was like he couldn't really even say what he wanted to say. He was weeping.
Yeah.
And just so grateful for the station, because mm-hmm. he heard the good news. And that's what WCNO is about. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right, Karen. And we are here today to let you know that we are closing in on reaching our goal. We're just a few thousand dollars away. And we're going to try to finish it today and tomorrow. That's it. That's all the time that we're going to devote to it. We've done all that we can do. We've talked to you. We sent out letters. We've prayed. We fasted. We've done the things that we need to do. And right now we're $38,195 away from having 100% of our goal accomplished. Now, if you're listening and you were unable to renew your gift during the fundraising time that we call prayer and praise, why not call today and just let us know that we can count on your continued support. Now, there are no matching funds. There's nothing like that here this morning. But the challenge is great. And the challenge is just for God's people to gather around this radio station and to contribute what they can so that we can continue to operate. We are a listener-supported ministry. A listener-supported ministry. And sometimes you've heard that term and maybe we really don't stop to think about what that means, but it means that this station relies entirely upon you, the contributors out there, to give to this radio station a gift of financial support. Sometimes it's $10, sometimes it's, you know, $50, $100 or more, whatever someone decides to give. We've had gifts of $500 and $1,000, and we had, you know, a sizable donation of $10,000. We've had other gifts that have come in amounts from like $137. That pops into my mind from yesterday, $137 gift. And we don't know why people give what they give and why they give the amounts they do, but that's between them and the Lord. But Karen, when they do give and when they contribute, it makes it possible for us to bring the music and the message of Jesus Christ to the people here in South Florida. So yesterday we spent just a little bit of time. We had about 3.5 hours yesterday.
Yep, 3.5.
And we don't have a lot of time today. We're going to be with you up until about 6 o'clock. We have a little bit more time today to spend with you, but we're going to need you, the listeners, right now to call and to contribute a gift of support if you can. Can you do that today? That gift of $10, it's helpful. That gift, whatever the amount, is giving into the good ground of Christian radio and it helps us to reap the harvest that God has called us all to be a part of. So why not call right now? Karen, give them those phone numbers, and let's see if we can move our totals up. We're $195 away from $157,000, so shouldn't be too hard to move that $195.
Shouldn't be, and it just takes a phone call. Our toll-free number, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or here in the local area, 772-221-1100. And, I don't know how many calls I took during the last couple of weeks that people like, I can't find my letter. I can't find the letter you guys sent me. It's
stuffed
in the back there in the drawer or something. But, it doesn't matter. Just give us a call. If you had intended to give, just give us a call. We'll take your pledge over the phone. And, we can take care of it that way.
And then we can send you another letter if you need. That's right. And if you'd like to give by credit card, you can do that when you call with MasterCard, Visa, or American Express. And we will put a receipt in the mail to you today. Now, we're $195 away from that next $1,000 level. We hope those of you that are listening might join us right now as we've got folks coming in helping to answer the calls. And we are in good shape right now. The only thing missing around here is you. So give us a call. Make that pledge. Keep Christian Radio strong. If you've already given, please forgive us for being here on the air today. But, when you have a need, you have to ask. And, and the Bible gives us this instruction. You have not because you ask not. And so we're here today asking, hoping that the people of God that listen to this station every day will contribute and make it possible for us to continue operating for the months ahead. Our toll-free number, once again, is 888-221-8990. We have a local number, 772-221-1100. Give us a call and let us hear from you. Here's Amazing Grace from Gary Megg. Okay, Karen, there we are. Well, listen, we just had a gift come in online from Brian in Port St. Lucie, a gift of $60. We thank you, Brian, for giving online at our website, WCNO.com. And then we have James from right here in Palm City, and he wants to give a matching funds challenge. Is that okay with you, Karen?
That's quite all right with me.
Well, he wants to see if we can't raise $250.
Nice.
And he's going to give a $250 matching funds challenge. And if we do this, well, then we'll get over that next $1,000. Now, Kathy just took this from James right here in Palm City, $250 in matching funds. Now, what does that mean?
That means whatever amount you give, James will give that same amount.
So if I give $10, what is he going to do?
He'll give $10.
All right. And what if I give, do I have to take the whole $250 to get it matched?
Not at all.
Okay. So if I give a $50 gift right now, he's going to match it with $50. And then that's $100 for WCNO and for the ministry. And it will take us up even closer to accomplishing our goal. So, James, we want to thank you right here in Palm City. Now, we need to put a little time limit on this. And so I'm thinking that, let's see, what time is it? It's 11:26, according to the clock here. Let's put, how much time do you think? If we put a half an hour on there, we're going to talk about it for 15 minutes.
Right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to put 15 minutes on the clock, and we're going to just pretend this morning that we've already talked about this for the last 15 minutes, and we're going to see what happens here because, you know, we are down to the last little bit of time. We don't have a whole lot of time today. The need is great. The people out there know what the need is, and it's just going to take some people like James just to get up and get the gumption and the want to. You know, I told a story about a lady one time in the church, and they were talking about, you know, this, she dipped snuff. You ever seen people dip snuff?
My husband did that for a while.
He dipped snuff?
Yeah.
Well, back in the country where I come from, North Georgia is almost like an entire country unto itself sometimes. At least we think so. But out in the country, in the little town that I grew up, there was some people there that worked in a cotton mill, and it was quite common for a lot of those people that worked in the cotton mill to dip. Now, they call it dipping snuff, and I had an aunt. She dipped red top. Red top snuff, and it used to come in a little red plastic thing, and she'd always walk around, and I loved my Aunt Mary, but she was a snuff dipper. And there was a lady in the church that dipped snuff. And they asked her, said, "Sister, when are you going to give up dipping that snuff?" She says, "When I get a want to." Have I told you this?
I think you did.
Yeah, I said, "When I get a want to." And so they were always getting on to her about dipping snuff. And she would tell them, "Well, one day when I get a want to, I'll give up dipping snuff." Well, one day she showed up there at the church, and, you know, when people dip snuff, you can, you know, if they smile real big, you know, they're a snuff dipper. And so one day the old lady, she showed up at church. She'd been dipping snuff for years and years, and she showed up, and they noticed, said, "Hey, you dipping snuff anymore?" She said, "No." Said, well, why not?" She said, "Well, I got a want to." She said, "You got a want to?" Says, "Yeah, his name's Harvey." So she got herself a boyfriend. She give up dipping snuff, I guess. But anyway, if we can get a want to today and just get to the phones, I know that we can get this done together. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you're out there listening right now, James wants to match up your gift. The number here is?
Toll free, 888-221-8990.
That's 888. 221-8990, toll free from anywhere, and James will match up your gift. Do you have a want to? Well, let's get one and call and make that pledge today. 888-221-8990. We've got 12 minutes now left in this chat.